Okay, my friends. We have got a fun story today. If you like pigs, do you like pigs? Yeah. Are you a pig fan? Are you a big fan of pig fans? I don't know. So today's story is called Olivia.
Wait, why is there a whole bunch of red stuff on
the— Let's find out. The story was written and illustrated by Ian Falconer. And it's read today by Mommy and
Dubaco.
Dubaco? Mm-hmm. Did I get it right? Okay. This is Olivia. She is good at lots of things. And we can see she's got some headphones, right? Mm-hmm. And a music maker. And she's got a book she's reading. What does it say? Can you read those words?
40 mm-hmm. very loud songs.
And what is she doing?
Singing.
Very loudly, I'm going to guess, wouldn't you?
Her mouth looks like...
wide open?
It looks weird.
And she's a pig, right? She is very good at wearing people out. She even wears herself out. So let's name some of the things that she does. She hammers nails. She jumps up and down. She can do cartwheels. She plays with yo-yos. She kicks balls. She mixes. She must be a baker. I see lots of dancing, maybe even some break dancing going on, and jump roping. She's a lot, isn't she? Do you know anyone who wears people out? Can you think of anyone?
I do.
You do?
I will.
Oh, boy. Olivia has a little brother named Ian, who's always copying. Sometimes Ian just won't leave her alone, so Olivia has to be firm. So in the picture we see she's putting on her dress-up clothes. She's got some high heels. She's got a bow in her hair, lipstick on her lips, and her little brother took her lipstick and smeared it all over his face. But here we have Olivia taking matters into her own hands with him. She has put a scary-looking creature...
Bag
over her face to make her brother run away. I don't blame him. Olivia lives with her mother, her father, her brother, and her dog, Perry. Oh, and Edwin, the cat. In the morning, after she gets up, she moves the cat and brushes her teeth and combs her ears and moves the cat. Some cats don't move on their own. They require movement by a grown-up or a kid.
Why does that?
Why? They are what is known as lazy. Now, Olivia gets dressed, and she has to try on everything. And in the picture we see, yep, she's absolutely trying on a lot of different outfits. On sunny days, Olivia likes to go to the beach. She feels it's important to come prepared. Last summer, when Olivia was little, her mother showed her how to make sand castles. Ooh, now that's a lot of fun, huh? We don't go to the beach, but we do make sand castles from kinetic sand, don't we?
Yeah.
Kinetic
sand's better because it's kinetic.
And it doesn't have any allergens in it either. Double win. Okay, she got pretty good. In the picture we can see she has made a skyscraper. Really, really tall building with a sharp point at the top. That's no regular sand castle. Yeah, no, she's pretty good. Sometimes Olivia likes to bask in the sun. When her mother sees that she's had enough, they go home. She turned pink. Some people turn pink when they get in the sun, right?
Yeah.
Every day, Olivia is...
Some people turn tan, because I turn tan when I go swimming.
You do turn tan. I do not. I turn pink. Every day, Olivia is supposed to take a nap. It's time for your you-know-what, her mother says. Of course, Olivia is not at all sleepy. And she's dancing and jumping. On rainy days, Olivia likes to go to the museum. She heads straight for her favorite picture. Olivia looks at it for a long time. What could she be thinking? Describe what her favorite piece of art looks like.
It's two ballerinas dancing.
What do you think she's thinking when she looks at them?
What are they doing?
What kind of dance are they doing, maybe? But there's one painting Olivia just doesn't get. I could do that in about 5 minutes. Oh, wait, pause. In the picture, when we turn the page, we see what we think Olivia is thinking. She's imagining herself as the ballerina in the picture, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got the ballerina's costume on, and she's pretending like she's a ballerina. Okay. But there's one painting Olivia just doesn't get.
I could do that in about 5 minutes.
She says to her mother. It definitely has got a lot of splatterings on it, doesn't it? It looks like somebody threw a bunch of paint at the wall. It is by an artist named Jackson Pollock. And the picture of the ballerinas is by Edgar Degas. He was a French artist.
What about the Jackson dude?
Jackson Pollock. Yeah, he's an American. As soon as she gets home, she gives it a try. Oh no, Olivia. Oh, she's in big trouble, isn't she? She's in big trouble. She has taken paint and thrown it and splattered it all over the wall. And her mother has walked in and, I don't even know what's going to happen next. Time out. Uh-oh. After a nice bath and a nice dinner, it's time for bed. Oh, she got really lucky. She gets a nice bath and a nice dinner. And what does she get for dinner?
My favorite, spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah. Your favorite. But of course, Olivia's not sleepy at all.
Only 5 books tonight, Mommy,
she says. No, Olivia, just one.
How about 4?
2.
3.
Ugh, all right, 3. But that's it, says her mom.
Grumpy.
She's grumpy. When they finished reading, Olivia's mother gives her a kiss and says, "You know, you really wear me out, but I love you anyway." And Olivia gives her a kiss back and says,
"I love you anyway too."
And in the book, we can see the picture. They are reading a book called Callas, and that is about Maria Callas, who is a very famous opera singer. And in the picture, we can kind of see her singing with her arms raised. And then when she goes to sleep, guess what Olivia dreams?
No, her eyes are open.
She's sleeping. She's dreaming that she's
her.
An opera singer. Yeah. God bless her.
What picture is that of?
She's putting on her shirt. Mm-hmm.
What are those star things?
I don't know, just part of the design on her shirt. See? And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.